Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
I shall give you one prescription which will give you the peace and contentment which you seek. It is Namasmarana. Install on the tongue any of the 1,000 names of the Lord current in any part of the world among any community of devotees. Repeat the name for some time at least every day as part of your duty to yourself. A discipline which will yield good results. A habit which you should cultivate as a compensation for the hard toil that you do with your body from sunrise to sunset. It is all a matter of the company you fall into. Be careful when you choose your friends. Form small satsangs and meet regularly for bhajans and mutual consultations about spiritual matters. Read some fine spiritual classic like the Bhagavad Gita. Fill your eyes with the beauty of His form. your ears with the story of His leelas, hearts with the sweetness of His glory. Inspire yourselves by seeing Him everywhere. Think of His immanence in every hill and dale, every man and beast, every tree, bird and insect. You will be really thrilled by the joy of that vision that will make your work as light as puja and satisfying. The Vanaras, while building the bridge across the ocean, carried huge boulders on their heads, repeating Ramanama all the while, and that made the rocks weigh less. It is even said that they wrote the name on the stones, and that made them float. Each time they hauled or lifted a stone, they sang Ramanama in unison, and so they were a happy lot doing puja, not work, which is unpleasant. Rama's grace helped all to overcome obstacles. Take the name and make your work light. That is my advice to you.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 105th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Aarti Haraya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Aarti means bodily or mental distress. Hara means the agent of destruction, the destroyer. He who destroys such anguish is Baba. Baba has said at Shirdi, quote, "If a devotee is about to fall, I stretch out my hands. I will not let him fall," unquote. And Baba has said at Parthi, quote, "If I have a vow, it is this, to relieve stress, to make all men happy everywhere, happy in body, mind and spirit," unquote. Baba's grace has won for many a devotee freedom from pain during operations, some of which Baba himself has condescended to carry out. He has appeared at the operation table or in hospital wards to console and give strength in New York, Kuwait and even in Muzaffarnagar. He has saved people from injury and pain, though the cars which they were driving were pitiably jammed in head-on smashes. He knows, He wills, and He saves. We need only to win His grace through efforts to achieve Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema. When He declares it is gone, the illness disappears. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 105th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali. That is, Om Sri Sai Aarti Haraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Aarti Haraya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who takes away physical and mental agony. As a result of their past karma, when devotees undergo physical or mental agony, God destroys their sorrow and ultimately leads them to happiness. Bhagwan Baba constantly ensures that His devotees do not suffer. Mr. Kasturi had an assistant named Anantappa when he was working as a principal at Dhavalagiri. Anantappa worshipped Baba selflessly. Swami gave his photograph to Mr. Kasturi and said, "Please take this and put in the place of worship in Anantappa's house." This meant, in the eyes of Baba, Anantappa's hut became a temple. Vibhuti started coming out of the photograph from the time of its placement. Anantappa's son-in-law used to suspect his daughter every moment. Because of the son-in-law, no one in the family had mental peace. At last, Anantappa's daughter said to her husband, "Please take me to Puttaparthi Sai Baba. If Baba says I'm good, then let's continue our wedlock. Otherwise, I will surrender and lead a life in Puttaparthi." Anantappa, along with his wife, daughter and son-in-law, visited Puttaparthi. Baba met Anantappa's son-in-law in an interview and said lovingly, "Your wife is very good. She is like Sita and Parvati." However, son-in-law reacted in extreme fashion, to which Baba asked him to leave the interview room. Baba consoled Anantappa that his son-in-law would surely change. Anantappa's family took a train in Penukonda at midnight. Since Anantappa's son-in-law worked for railways, he boarded first class and had the rest of his family travel by third class. At around 1 a.m., as Tundibavi station was arriving, there were flashes of red light in the compartment where Anantappa's son-in-law was traveling. Baba presented himself and said, "I said that lady is chaste, but you do not believe me. At least now, would you stop hitting her or not?" And Baba started slapping Anantappa's son-in-law till his cheeks were swollen. Anantappa's son-in-law was fear-stricken, and the moment the station arrived, he abruptly got down and started shouting. Immediately, railway staff arrived and questioned, "What happened? Who slapped you on your cheeks?" and showered questions. Anantappa's son-in-law has described everything that transpired. After this incident, his life changed. He and his wife, with Baba's blessings, have lived an ideal life. May we all be freed from our mental and physical sorrow through Swami's grace. This is our heartfelt prayer at His divine lotus feet.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 105th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Aarti Haraya Namaha. The 106th name is
Om Sri Sai Shantamurtaye Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Baba lays stress on Shanti as one of the four pillars of individual and social happiness. He declares that every human being is Shanta Swarupa. In essence, he is the embodiment of Shanti, and since Baba is the indweller, Shanti is our reality. As the depths of the sea are unaffected by tides and whirlpools, as the depths of space are undisturbed by tornadoes and thunderbolts, our inner core is the realm of peace, of Shanti. Baba insists, quote, "Shanti is not the absence of agitation or unrest. It is the consummation of satya and dharma, of adherence to truth and morality at all levels. Shanti can be earned only by rigorous control of the senses, which attract and distract and cause movements forward and backward," unquote. Shanti is fortitude in fortune and misfortune. It is equanimity, unshaken steadfastness. To watch him is to receive the most impressive lesson in Shanti. Baba addresses the vast number who gather to listen to him as embodiments of Shanti, for he visualizes the inner core of each. He is the inner core, and so each one of us is of his nature fundamentally. Andarilano Sai Unnadu, he asserts, in everyone Sai exists. So for everyone, Shanti is the core. Dear listeners, Till now you listen to the explanation of the 106th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Shantamurtaye Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Shantamurtaye Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the personification of peace. When Shantamurti Swami was asked a question, "During the Shirdi incarnation, you lost your temper easily, but now you are an embodiment of peace. How come, Swami?" Swami replied, "When a mother is cooking and her child comes in the way, she scolds him. But while feeding the same child, she never loses her temper." In the sacred text named Brahmanadi, which was written a few thousand years ago, there is a significant mention about Sri Satya Sai Avatar. It says, quote, "Sri Satya Narayana may seem like an ordinary human being, but he will be the Shiva Shakti incarnate and an incarnation of Shirdi Sai. Peaceful by nature, this divine being will reside in the Patti village on the banks of Chitravati in an abode of peace." Unquote. Today, we are all experiencing the truth of that prediction. The abode of peace described here is Prashanti Nilayam. Today, devotees from all over the world throng here to attain peace. As a young child, Satya had to stay away from home to pursue education. His paternal aunt tortured him physically in many ways. But he did not hold this against her. In fact, when the same aunt became an invalid due to old age, Swami had her brought over to Prashanti Nilayam, provided her a helper and looked after her lovingly. Once, as a small child, when Swami was sitting on a chair, a relative of his scornfully told him, "Are you deserving to sit in a chair?" Balasatya got off from the chair and calmly said, "One day I shall sit on a golden throne." And today we have all witnessed that. Swami, of course, is not keen about all this, but he allows it only to make his devotees happy. Otherwise, what Swami really likes is the devotee's pure and sacred heart. This is the throne he likes to be seated upon. Love all, serve all is the message given by Shantamurti Sai to the entire world. We can hear his footprints only in the depths of silence. So, all of us must strive to be peaceful and follow his philosophy of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema to become a part of his divine mission.
Dear listeners, till now we listen to a short story glorifying the 106th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Shantamurtaye Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.